This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that Mission Saksham Anganwadi and Poshan 2.0 are major initiatives taken by the government to improve the nutrition of children, adolescent girls and pregnant mothers. Sharing an article by Union Minister Annapurna Devi, Mr. Modi added that through these schemes, millions of beneficiaries are receiving help through the vast network of Anganwadi centres spread across the country. He further mentioned that these schemes are shaping the future of millions of children in the country. Union Minister for Electronics and Information Technology, Ashwini Vaishnaw, has said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi has turned technology into India's greatest equalizer. He added that now a street vendor uses the same UPI payment system as a corporate executive. In an article in a national daily, Mr. Vaishnaw highlighted that technology does not have any hierarchy. He added that this transformation reflects Prime Minister Modi's core philosophy of Antyodaya, reaching the last person in the queue. Mr. Vaishnaw said that every digital initiative aims to democratize technology for all. Mentioning the space and innovation sector, Mr. Vaishnaw said that India has achieved what seemed impossible. He said the Gaganyaan mission will make India the fourth nation to send humans to space using indigenous technology. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today shared an article written by Union Minister Chirag Paswan on the impact of the latest GST reforms in enhancing ease of doing business in the food processing sector. In a social media post, Mr. Modi stated that by lowering rates on everyday foods and packaging, groceries have become more affordable. He said it will boost MSMEs, support farmers and improve India's global food competitiveness. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan today stressed that the GST rate cuts on tractors and farm equipment must directly reach the farmers. Chairing a meeting with agriculture machinery and equipment representatives in New Delhi, Mr. Chauhan highlighted that the GST reduction from 12 or 18% to 5% will make tractors and machinery significantly cheaper. Mr. Chauhan added that the move would lead to significant price cuts ranging from 23,000 to 63,000 rupees across different tractors categories.
Our resolve is to increase farmers' income, and for that it is necessary to increase production, reduce production costs, and mechanization is important for both. Machines are also necessary to increase production, whether it is tractors, harvesters, threshers or small machines. These are essential. They also reduce costs. But farmers must get the benefit of the reduced GST rates. And this benefit is not small. It is very significant.
Union Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has emphasized that the active participation of women and youth is essential for realizing the vision of a developed India by 2047. Addressing the gathering at Future Frontier Conclave in New Delhi, Mr. Rijiju said that the central theme of the government's agenda is women-led development. He stated that India is well on track to become the third largest economy in the world.
Till 2014, there was no target set. We had agendas, we had planning, we had five-year plan, everything, but there was no target. In 2014, we were ranked 11. Now we are ranked 5. Now 4th. Officially, we are 4th.
Yemen's Houthi group has claimed responsibility for launching a hypersonic ballistic missile and three drones targeting Israeli cities. According to Houthi sources, the missile struck a military site in Jaffa, while drones targeted Beersheba and the port city of Eilat. The Israel Defense Forces reported intercepting most projectiles, but confirmed a drone hit a hotel in Eilat, causing property damage with no casualties. In Asia Cup cricket, India will take on Oman in their final Group A match at Zayed Cricket Stadium in Abu Dhabi. The match will start at 8 p.m. Benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading over 0.5% down in afternoon trade today. The Sensex decreased 480 points to 82,535. And that is the end of this news bulletin.